Hello again, guys. Hi there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you right now as you listen to this. If you are new and this is your first time listening to me, hello. My name is Rochelle. Very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me speak today. I appreciate it more than anything. Today, we're going to be discussing a topic, actually very impromptu. I want this episode to kind of be short and sweet because it is something that I have previously talked about. This episode will be about empathy and what it is like living as a highly, highly, highly empathic, highly sensitive person. Actually, my second episode on this podcast was about empathy, and I personally do not like it. I don't like that episode. It takes some practice to talk to yourself for 30, 45, 50 minutes, so I don't really like the way that that episode came out. But a lot of people actually told me that they liked it over time. And I think that that's cool. But I personally don't like it. And I feel like I would like to convey the message in a slightly different way. And so that is why I've decided to reiterate some of the stuff and re-explain. And hopefully this allows a lot of you guys who struggle with high amounts of empathy, being overly sensitive, overly empathic to everything. I hope this allows you to resonate and kind of explain some things you might be confused about. So let's get started. Empathy. Let's define empathy. What is it? What is the difference between empathy and sympathy? What does it mean to be highly sensitive? How does it cause a lot of interpersonal issues? Let's do it. So empathy. Empathy is basically, for my own personal definition, it is the ability to accurately, creepily know and feel other people's emotions, to pick up on everything around you, to be so hypersensitive. And I don't mean the emotional way of describing and defining sensitivity. I mean like your brain naturally picks up, your brain is so sensitive to thought and emotion and body language and facial expressions and tone of voice, in the fact that that person is looking down instead of giving you eye contact. Your brain is just hyper aware and picks up on everything around you, that you're actually able to understand people better than they understand themselves. I have felt this personally in my life, that there were people who would come to me and tell me X, Y, and Z problem, and it was like I understood the problem that I wasn't even in better than they understood it, and they're the ones going through it. People have even told me this, that they felt that I understood them better than they understood themselves. I've been told that about, I want to say, at least three times, maybe three or four times. And it's a struggle. Let's just put it that way. I mean, no, like, pity Rochelle, feel bad for Rochelle, because in some ways it is a superpower, but it's a difficult way to be. And we're going to get into that in a second. So empathy, again, it's the ability to physically feel someone being sad or hurt or heartbroken or lonely or depressed. Or I could just tell by the way that someone acts. Ever since I was in high school and I started to identify, middle school too, I knew I was a weirdo and I felt things differently. But by high school, I was hyper aware of the fact that I could talk to someone for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just know that their parents had gotten divorced. I could look at someone and know that they lost a family member. I've predicted people, this sounds so fucked up, but I've predicted people who I'm not even being judgmental, the way that they look, the way that they act. I just mean your brain is so ridiculously perceptive. I can look at someone and know that they're, let's say, struggling in school, or they were abused by a previous partner, or they have had an eating disorder. And then literally within minutes or hours, or by next week or next day, they told me exactly what it was that I was thinking in my mind. It is really creepy. It's really perceptive. It's something that sucks, but that is empathy. That's what it is. Now, sympathy also, let's just define that, because a lot of people get the two confused. Sympathy is basically just feeling bad and feeling sorry, and the typical way to respond to people's emotions, the typical normal way that the rest of society does, not just us weirdos. But sympathy is just, I'm so sorry that that happened to you. That really stinks. Is there anything that I can do? I love you. I care about you. Or it's just a stranger who's, or like maybe your boss at work or whoever, coworker, who's like, you look sad. oh, I'm sorry, that sucks. Let me know if I can do anything. It could be one of them who doesn't actually care. But even people in your core circle, the people who are closest to you, who want the best for you, very, very likely react in a sympathetic reaction rather than empathetic, because, or empathic, empathetic, whatever. They're both, I tend to use them interchangeably. They tend to react sympathetic because that is the way that normal people respond. That is the way that typical people respond. But people like us who are highly sensitive people, HSP is actually the term in psychology, HSP, highly sensitive people, we feel things so deeply that we just know what other people are thinking. We know what other people are trying to do. We understand people better than they understand themselves. And it sucks. People who are empaths tend to develop this because they went through a childhood where they were forced and had no other choice but to be hyper aware of everyone's emotions. We had to know that if we did X or Y or Z, then mom is going to scream at us, that dad is going to storm into our room. If we, you know, it tends to lead to a lot of other issues, which I don't want to talk about because that could kind of end up way too specific, and I want to keep this episode a little bit more general. But people who are highly sensitive people tend to actually end up in a lot of dangerous or unhealthy narcissistic versus empathic relationships, friendships, romantic relationships. They tend to get stepped on by other people a lot. And the reason why is because they feel so bad for who it is that's hurting them. So when they're in childhood and they're the ones that have to walk on eggshells around mom or dad or brother or sister, they know that brother or mom or whatever family member is going to react this way if I don't do this. If I don't do X, then Y is going to happen and I don't want Y to happen, so I better do X. I better let myself be controlled by other people. So for instance, an example, let's say the rebellious child, which I was not, but just an example. If I don't get perfect grades, if I don't dress in the way mom wants me to dress, if I don't act or look the way that these people or whoever, whatever example, I'm just trying to think of something that likely applies to a lot of people. If I don't do what they want me to do, then I'm going to be abused. I'm going to be screamed at. I'm going to be made to feel inferior, belittled. So I better do everything that I can to stay safe. It's a really, really, really awful situation to be in, but it's like children have no other choice. They can't choose. They need to be taken care of by whoever is around. So they have to do what they can and pick up on other people's emotions to stay safe. And when we develop this kind of skill very early on in life, it never goes away. It stays with us for the rest of our lives. Also, a lot of people think, and I've heard in some videos and I've seen a little bit, I haven't researched into this too much, but that people who are highly empathic, you do have a genetic predisposition to it, and there's something in your brain that is opposite of sociopaths and narcissists, who, especially sociopaths and psychopaths, who their autonomic nervous system is kind of skewed. So how a regular person would react if they were doing something bad, like, oh my God, my heart's racing, I shouldn't be doing this, holy shit, this is terrible. Those individuals don't care because their autonomic nervous system, I guess, doesn't react the same way. So I've heard and read and watched videos where some people have said that empaths are the exact opposite, where they're overly sensitive. They react more. Anything that involves emotion and thought and fear, we're alarmed by it a lot more than the average typical person. So that, I don't know the science behind that too well to feel confident in that answer, but you can look into that because I've heard it multiple times and I feel like that could be a part of it. We understand things and we pay attention and are more observant than the average person. And it can be really, really challenging, but I do believe that it is way more environmental than biological, really, because it's just the way that someone has been interacting with people as long as they can remember. And so what tends to happen to people who are highly empathic is that other people start to realize that they are like this. They start to realize that, wow, I've noticed, and maybe they're not even super cognizant and conscientious of it themselves, but kind of more generally, they notice that, wow, every single time that I tell this person about my problems, they don't just give me a boring blah plain answer that I could have gotten from anybody else. They really try to figure it out. They try to strategize. They try to rationalize. They try to compartmentalize everything that I say. And they're actually really helpful. I feel good being around this person. I feel comforted. I feel understood when I'm around this person. And what does that do? What does basic psychology tell us? Anything that makes us feel good, we want to do again. Anything that makes us feel good, we want to be around again. So that person is someone that this individual becomes addicted to, because they know that, and maybe addicted sounds harsh, but it's quite true. Their brain realizes that every time I come to this person, they make me feel better. Every time I come to this person, they understand me. They give me the reaction that regular people are not going to give me. And so that individual starts to get used and taken advantage of. This has happened to me on multiple occasions. Multiple occasions. I want to say at least by 4 to 5 different people. That even sounds like a very low number. This has happened to me too many times. I cannot even count. I was severely depressed over it at age 21 to 22. This is some self-disclosure here, but I actually had to start going to therapy in January because of this. January 2020, because I was so fucking sick. Sick and tired of people using me without even knowing that they are using me, without even recognizing that they're using me. And I'm sure that maybe a few of them did. And they're like, oh yeah, I only come to this person when I need something from them. I need them to make me feel good. But I feel like some of them really were unaware. It's like an instant thought of, what can I do to feel good? You know, when we're crying and we're depressed and we're sad, what do I do to make me feel good? Text that person, dump my problems on that person. It's something that is instantaneous for the average regular person. But to the person who's highly sensitive and helping them out, they begin to feel used, taken advantage of, and completely exhausted, starting to not want to do this anymore, not wanting to help anybody anymore. They're tired of people sucking the life out of them. And that's how I felt. I was severely, severely depressed. And that's why I had to start going to therapy in January. And if I had an issue saying that, I wouldn't have said that. I have no shame to say that whatsoever, because this is what I mean when I say it can really be a struggle. I think being highly empathic is beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful, lovely way to be. It's kind, it's compassionate, it's awesome. It's seriously awesome in a lot of ways. It's something that can make the world a better place. People like me, maybe I sound kind of a lot when I say this, but I feel like people like me really do make the world a better place. People who care, people who want to do the right thing for no other reason than it is the right thing to do. People who just want to help, see someone crying, see someone, you know, I feel like people like me end up in the helper position. We end up doing things for the sake of assisting others and making the world a better place. And I feel like that's really empowering and really beautiful. But simultaneously, like I said earlier, everything that is good also has a lot of bad. And I feel like we tend to be the people that people target a lot. And I'm going to get into that in a second too. But another gigantic component, which I'm happy I just said that because it made me, it's a good transition into talking about this, is being an empath. One of the main reasons that it's really, really a struggle and can be negative in a lot of ways is because it makes us feel extremely lonely. People who are highly empathic at a young age tend to believe that everybody is like this. We tend to be confused when other people can't act the way that we do. We don't understand how someone isn't aware, doesn't put two and two together, doesn't understand, oh, this and this react makes this and this person react this way, so then I learn that this behavior does this, and then this thought produces this. We don't understand how the average, typical person who is not ridiculously empathic and weirdos like us, we don't get how they can't be that way. So we just presume that everybody is that way. And we give and we give and we give all the time to anybody because we, you know, as young children and young little, I remember thinking this way like 15, 16 years old, working at the movie theater and having horrible customers yell at me because the popcorn was so expensive at my little high school job, I remember thinking, like, how are these people so mean? How can people be this way? Like, what? Like, I was shocked by the, and I started to put two and two together that maybe, and I don't think I really did that yet at that time, but definitely by late college, by 20 or 21, that's when it really, really hit me that, wow, Rochelle, you're not, you know, the same, you're not, how to put it, what's the right way to explain this? Most people are not the way that you are. Just because I react the way that I do doesn't mean that the average person would. Just because I see things in a way that benefits this person and benefits me, and, you know, if I have a fight with a friend, why am I going to block them? Why am I going to talk shit about them? Why don't I just keep it to myself and then approach them and work it out and be direct and be upfront and let them know that I love them and I'm just hurt by what they did? Why is it that I can do all of these things but other people can't? And especially I've struggled with this, I won't say by who, but I'll say in a certain relationship in my life. I've always struggled with certain people, a couple people, I won't say who it is, but it's just that no matter how much it is that I understand them and I know what to say back, this is a great way to explain it. You feel like you always know what to say. And this is a comment I've gotten throughout my life. You always know what to say. You always know exactly how to respond. You always know exactly what to say to make someone feel better. So we feel frustrated and pissed off that others can't do the same. So I'll see that someone is upset, one of the couple people I'm thinking of in my mind, and I'll say, you know, I've noticed that you kind of keep looking down as we talk. You don't really seem as together or as like bubbly or as, you don't seem like yourself. You know, is the reason that you're upset because of the one thing that I said earlier? Or like, this is a made up example, but like, or I don't know, whatever it was, is it because this and this person did this, or I did this, or this and this happened? Is it because of what this person had done and that's why you're acting this way? And then they'll look at me and be like, how on earth did you know that? And I'm like, because it was obvious. It was truly obvious. Like, I knew, I could just feel it, I could tell. And they're like, how did you know that? I'm like, because it was obvious. Like, they're so shocked that I know that. And then to me, it's just obvious. Like, how do you not know that type of thing? And shout out to my homie Ed, if you're listening to this, oh my God. He said to me the other day, he was like, maybe a couple weeks ago, he was like, Rochelle, it's a superpower for you, but you need to not think that just because it's an advantage for you, that it's not challenging for other people. Because I truly think, like, how can other people not be like this? It's just obvious, you know? And I've even recently, like, I remember recently, not really, really recently, it was a couple months ago, but I said to this one girl, I was like, you literally, she just tries to come back in my life and be my friend again and try to talk to me. And I say, girl, I'm just wondering why you disappeared, like, what's going on? And you're just kind of acting like nothing happened. Like, I was giving her permission to tell very calmly, very kindly, and she just kept making excuses. It's really, really challenging for empaths to function in this society, because we feel like, why can't other people be like us? Why can't other people be so emotionally intelligent? I'm surprised I did not use that word earlier. We're so confused by other people who have a lack of emotional and psychological intelligence. You know, I just, sorry, that's the, that's actually the washer, if you can hear that, I'm sorry about that. But we're very confused as to why others aren't as psychologically aware, aren't as emotionally intelligent. Because being emotionally intelligent tends to involve experience. And maybe we did have more experience at a younger age than others, but we still think, like, everybody has emotional, you know, hurt and pain and trauma. We all go through different things. So if we've all been through the same things, why can't they be reacting in an appropriate, emotionally mature, you know, psychologically aware adult way? Why are they running away and being a coward? Why are they blocking you to get a reaction out of you when they're the ripe old age of 24? Like, or, you know what I mean? Like, why can't we just be adults here? But no, they run away, then they stalk your social media, or they talk shit on you, and then they are drunk, and then they contact you drunk and saying, I'm so sorry for everything that happened. But then there's somebody like you who knows what to say, knows how other people are going to respond, is mature, isn't afraid of emotion, doesn't run away from emotion. And we tend to be the people that always have to be the problem solvers. We tend to be the people who always have to make everything okay, because if we don't do it, then nothing is solved. If we don't do it, then we're just ignored. Then we're just losing, you know, because American culture tends to not value loyalty at all. It tends to value convenience and proximity. So it's like, oh, whatever, I'll just find somebody else. I'll just find another best friend, or I'll just find another girlfriend or boyfriend. Fuck it, whatever, I don't care. And the reason they're acting that way is because they know they're at fault. They don't want to take responsibility, admit that they're at fault. So they just run away and they find somebody else, and they have sex with someone else. They become friends with somebody else, and they run away and they keep running away from their problems. And if you don't bring it up, like, I noticed you're being very cowardly, you're running away, like, I'm giving you permission to talk about it, like, please let me know what's going on, and they still don't, you are left there feeling so incredibly lonely. You're so lonely. You're so fucking emotionally lonely. And I don't mean physically, by the way. I don't mean lonely with, like, without people. I mean emotionally, psychologically, you feel like nobody feels the way that you do. Nobody thinks the way that you do. You're the only one that you know who feels the way that you do. You strategize, you compartmentalize, you pay attention, you know what to do, you know what to say, and you're the only one. And because you're the only one, everybody comes to you. Everybody comes to you to solve their problems. Everybody comes to you when they're feeling down. And then the moment that you ask for reciprocity in the relationship and you go to them, which should not, by the way, I'll make it clear, this should not happen in close relationships. If this is someone who does it to you, that's meant to be your one of your closest friends or family members, this is completely unacceptable. But if you come to them and you try to vent about your problems and you try to do the same exact thing that they do to you, they come to you, well, now you're coming to them, they ignore your messages, or they go, I'm sorry, I just don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. That comment, oh my God, I just don't know what to say. I cannot tell you how many times, like, I think out of the, like, couple times in the past before I learned all of this, before I went to therapy for it, like, before all of that, I tried a handful of times to do exactly what it was that other people did to me. And then they go, I'm sorry, I just don't know what to say. Like, every single time. And again, that leaves you so lonely in your head, because you're like, why am I the only one who knows what to say? Why is nobody else like me? I don't belong in this world. I don't belong in this society. You know, it's so challenging to see, like, let's say, like, a stranger on the street crying, or like in a movie, and you feel the person's emotions. Like, the typical average person loves, like, violent video games, or loves serial killer movies and shows. And I would cry if I thought about the idea of someone killing somebody else, or hurting someone else, or breaking someone else's heart, or doing any of the things that have either happened to me, or I've, like, heard, or stories that people have told me when they're dumping their problems on me. I cannot handle that. I cannot watch it even on a show. I cannot see it just walking around the world. If someone looks sad, I can, seriously, this sounds so freaking creepy, but I can, like, when somebody walks past me, let's say I'm, like, in a mall or I'm somewhere walking into Chipotle and there's, like, a girl in the line, I'm making up this scenario, but this, you know, it's an example, and that person's, like, looking down and crying, like, I can physically feel that something's wrong. Like, I just know, and I feel it for her. I'm like, that person seems so sad. Like, clearly, like, their boyfriend probably cheated on them, or, like, this and this and this happened, and this. And then if I have that opportunity to actually know what's going on, if I meet them, or if I know them, or they become my friend, I literally predicted it 100% accurate. They're like, how did you know? Like, I just felt it. I just knew. But then nobody can do that for us. Unless we meet another empath, which I never, ever have in my 23 years. I never have. I wish I had a friend like this that was as highly empathic as me, that could feel things the way that I feel. I have never met someone in my life that was as emotionally, psychologically, like, so creepily aware of everything as I am, predicts everything like I can. It's the worst thing ever. It's seriously so bad. Like, I know that a lot of people think, like, oh, but this is just who I am, I'm going to deal with it. But seriously, with this particular thing, I wish I was not this way. I really wish I was not this way. I wish I could just interact with people in the typical sympathetic, I'm sorry that happened to you, let me know if you need anything. But I can't. I'm like, oh, okay, so this person probably did this because this and this, and their emotions caused them to do this, and then they reacted, then they hurt this person because they're secretly running away from this problem, and then if they approach that underlying problem, then the rest of it isn't going to happen anymore because they fix their inner core problem. And they're like, oh my God, you're so right. But the average person is going to respond to that exact scenario going, I'm sorry that happened to you. That sucks. And you're just left there being the only one that can compartmentalize and strategize things in such a deep and accurate way. And you just feel like a freak. I felt like a freak for so many years, like throughout college, probably throughout high school, probably last like maybe 1 or 2 years of high school when I became aware of this, that I was like this. You just feel like a freak. Like you're, and certainly it's advantageous. I mean, I'm in graduate school at age 23, you know what I mean? Like I'm, you know, about to be a therapist intern. I was just offered a paid position. Like I feel like I am, it's advantageous in a lot of ways. It really is advantageous. It makes us smart. It makes us aware. It's positive. It's compassionate. And I feel like people like myself do make the world a better place, but it's also incredibly lonely. It's incredibly lonely to be around 99 selfish asshole, you know, people who don't care about anybody else, people who won't wear a mask when they enter the store and lie that they have a medical condition, when that one person like me is thinking about how many people he could have infected by not wearing a mask. How stupid, you know what I mean? To just be the one person of a group of 99, you're the one person who's like this. It's so lonely. It's so lonely to never have other people respond the way that we respond. Sorry about that, the loud noise outside from the car. It's so lonely to have people not ever respond the way that we do. It makes me feel like a freak all the time. It sucks. And again, you know, let's just conclude this episode because I do want to keep it rather short, but it does like have some positive stuff to it. It does have some positive advantages, but it's annoying. It's lonely. It's upsetting when you can never have that same type of reciprocity. And I don't know. If you're an empath, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you are not, if you're the typical person who's not a weirdo like us, you are probably starting to get it a little bit, but not fully. You're never going to live life like this. You're never going to understand this. You're never going to understand what it's like being at a dinner table and, you know, have that person look sad or have that family member look at you a certain way, and then you can figure out what they're thinking, and then you find out later that that's exactly what they were thinking and judging or think, or you know, you just know, and the other 99 people don't know, and you're the only one that knows. And it's awful. It's lonely, and it is the way that it is. It is what it is. There's nothing, you know what I mean, there's nothing that I can say back. You're just empaths, here's my advice to you that I tell myself. It's a superpower and it's also a huge curse. It's terrible. It's awful. It's brutal. It's horrendous. It's lonely. It's also very advantageous in a lot of ways. And other people have a lot of issues too that we don't have. And it also allows us to fix our issues earlier on. That's another positive, another pro. It allows us to fix our issues earlier on than the majority of society. They tend to be the same 5-year-old in a 60-year-old man's body or 50-year-old woman's body. They have the same issues, the same thing. They never learn how to strategize. They never learn how to problem solve. They just do the same things again and again and again and again and again, and then finally start therapy for the first time at age 45. They never learned how to solve it. And then there's people like us who solve it by their 20s, who get it by their 20s, who change by their 20s, who never look back at what they used to be or what they did wrong or who they were involved with, who took advantage of them. Like, I will never be, I'm sure a lot of you who are highly empathic are going to relate to this one and resonate with this one. I will never be in a relationship with someone again who, and I don't mean romantic, I mean like friendship, whatever. I will never have an interpersonal relationship again with someone who takes advantage of me, who treats me like ass, who you know, dumps on me from morning till night, who dumps on me. Rochelle, this happened. I got a flat tire. My car broke down. This boy won't Snapchat me back. You know, oh my God, you didn't text me back in that 1 hour. I needed you. I'm bawling my eyes out. I needed you. You're an asshole. Fuck you, Rochelle. You didn't respond to me because I needed you. I will never be in a situation, a friend, friendship, anything like that with anyone ever again. Because now I know, because I fixed it now and I understand it now. And, you know, it's hard and it's hard, but I think that's all for now. I think I kind of executed it and articulated the point quite nicely, kept it rather short. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you're an empath and you know exactly what I'm talking about and you feel just as lonely as I have had my whole life, ever since I've been hyper aware of other people and what's going on, I've always felt so lonely in my own head. And just feeling like a weirdo. So if you're a weirdo like me, we could just be weirdos together and live life and connect with other weirdos, and we could just find each other and be that one person doing the morally correct and ethical thing out of the 99 idiots. We could just be those people together. So that's all. Thank you so much. Hit me up, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever, and take care. Thank you for listening. Have a good one. Bye-bye.